Blog Talk Radio.
Because the Cherokees was not always there. So they were called Anindiga, which meant we the people. And all the tribes started naming themselves, like I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we the people. Because that was the first line of the Iroquois Constitution. So when the Constitution was set up here as a remembrance of who they are, most of the Native Americans in their own dialect named the tribe we the people as a group, because we all had to unite to survive.
And attesting to this fact, Congress passed House Resolution 331, the Iroquois Confederation established the United States Constitution.
What they don't mention is that there were already people here, there was black people already in America, which are the parents of all those people from different parts of Africa.
So most of us were shipped from America to Africa and Europe, contrary to popular belief.
Indigenous people of this land, the Chinese came in, mixed in with them, and produced what you're calling Native Americans today or Indians. And the Caucasian gave them all our rights.
Right.
Now they're walking around saying Cherokee, Choctaw, Shinnecock, Cheyenne, and we're walking around saying African, African, African.
Do you want to claim one part or the whole thing, Khalid Muhammad?
We got to go up against the world and tell them who the hell we are and stop letting them tell us who we are. They didn't change who we are in the last 100 years, 5 different times. We were Negro. Nigger, Negro, Afro-American, not African-American.
We have invented the nigger. I didn't invent him. White people invented him.
And as long as you keep saying you're Negroes and accept organizations like the NAACP, you will never have rights to what is rightfully yours. You with me? But the moment you start saying, I am an indigenous person, sovereign, I belong to a sovereign nation, they can't do jack with it. Because they have admitted in their textbooks that they came to America, and when they got here, people were already here. And all you're saying to them is, correct, I am of the people that was already here when you got here.
George, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place. I don't know nothing. Just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can name all the different places now. If I leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan, yeah. Kentucky, Tennessee. I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
Jalisco, greetings. This is El Rocksmith Bay. You are tuned in live to another episode of A Talk Times of America Network. All right. Today we're going to deal with solar photovoltaic and safety. Okay. This is the second episode, all right. This is not the second class that I've been in. This is my third day of completion of this solar photovoltaic or solar PV in safety class. You know, I'm doing something a little different tonight. Okay. Only difference is tonight's show is I'm on Instagram Live. You know, I'm in a dark area, so you won't be able to see me, but you will be able to hear me. So it's only just the audio. Y'all can also send in questions through this way. Like if you got any questions or comments, you know what I'm saying, about this subject, this particular subject dealing with solar PV and safety, you know what I'm saying, then you can go ahead and do that through here as well as getting on Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying, and notifying me through there and calling there, okay? All right, as always, I'd like to thank the ancestors for allowing me to use this platform and give out this information to my people and to the world. Begin. Okay. Now, we're just going to discuss, we're going to really review the previous show, what is solar photovoltaics and why is it important, right? And we're going to discuss some of the requirements that need to be met in order, you know, to be certified or whatever, you know, so you can actually know what you're doing, okay? I can go ahead and post this number for you, bro. All right, the call-in number on Blog Talk Radio is, yeah, I'll go ahead and post it so y'all can see it. And you can call in this number if you got any questions or comments, you know what I'm saying, you want to add to the show, okay? You call in this number, 713-955-0439. And you know what I'm saying? From the line, 10 minutes deep in the show, you know, that's Q&A or whatever, you know what I'm saying, if you got any comments, anything. And then another 10 minutes pass, you know what I'm saying, I have another question and answer session. All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. So now, as always, I like to deal with what we must deal with, etymology, the origin of words, what is the true meaning of the word. So for those of you who didn't catch the meaning of photovoltaics, okay, or PV for short, converting solar energy, okay, because photo means light, so photovoltaics, that's basically two words broken down. So converting light into, what is it, voltage or volt. That's the two words, photo and volt. And volt is a type of the force, okay? So it's converting solar energy into an electrical electricity, basically. Converting solar energy into electricity. That's what photovoltaics deal with, is specifically solar photovoltaics, right? Basically, energy. That's right. Okay. And then also, I went into, because you must deal with energy with everything. That is the base and the stem of all things, is energy. Okay. What is energy? What is the formula for finding energy? Right? So this is some of the things that we talk about within this class, because we have to learn the language first. As always, in any culture or any study, you must learn the language. So let's talk energy. Let's talk watts. Let's talk kilowatts, megawatts. Okay? Let's deal with DC and AC, alternate current and direct current. Right? Let's deal with kilowatts per hour. That is energy. Okay, you ever looked at your utility bill and you seen kilowatts per hour? That's the energy, okay, from the utility. And how did they get that energy? It's a formula that they had to follow, okay? And the same thing for power. There are certain formulas that you have to follow to get this answer, okay? And the basic formula for finding power is force times flow equals power, okay? The flow is the current, right? So that's your amp, okay? So your current carries your amp. So that's flow, which is the current or amp, times your force, which is the voltage, equals power, which is the wattage, or the kilowattage per hour. That's your energy. So that's one simple formula for power. Okay? So this is just like some of the basic things that we learn in this solar photovoltaic and safety course, right? Like I said, power and energy are two different things, okay? They are two different things. So like, we don't want to get that confused. Those concepts can kind of get confused if you don't know what they mean, okay? Like I said, the formula for power equals V times I, okay? Intensity stands for I or amp. V stands for voltage, okay? So voltage times amp equals power. What is power? Voltage, okay? So amp, intensity, times voltage, which is V, equals P, which is power or wattage or watt. V times I equals V. Okay, what is energy? What is the formula for finding energy? Okay, power times time. Okay, so that's real easy. What is the formula for finding energy? Again, what is energy? That's your amp carried by the current. Okay, so your amp will equal the power, which is your wattage, times the time, right? And again, we're dealing with solar photovoltaic, so we're dealing with solar panels. So I know it's kind of confusing. So before I go any further, I'm gonna give y'all a little breakdown of what exactly, what are the parts. Okay, I'm gonna start from the basic level and bring y'all up to what kind of panel installation, right? So these are the basic parts within a solar installation system. You have the first component, which is a solar cell, okay? Now, this what the solar cell does is once the sunlight touches these solar cells, and there's two different kinds of cells, monocrystalline or polycrystalline. I know I'm giving y'all a lot of information, but this is what we got to learn, okay? Now, polycrystalline cells are rectangle, okay? Monocrystalline cells are circle shape, okay? Monocrystalline cells are a little bit more efficient, and they're a little bit more costly than polycrystalline cells, okay? Just a little information, right? Just giving y'all some time to digest that. I don't want to go too fast and y'all can't keep up with me. Continue, like I said, we're going over the components that make up a solar panel system, okay? Like I said, the first component, what you need is the base of this, the solar cell, okay? Like I said, solar cell, which is dealing with photovoltaics, you know, converting the sunlight into electricity, okay? That's what photovoltaics is, and that's what a solar cell does. These solar cells will all connect to one large, what, module, right? That's what you see when you look at any type of solar installations being done, and you see these rectangles and they have solar cells on them. Each solar cell makes up a solar module. More than one solar module equals a what? A solar panel. Okay. So people get this term confused between solar panel and solar module. A module, the actual panel. Panels are more than one solar module. Okay. And let's see. Pause for a minute. The energy that y'all digest, that energy and vibration, you know, that frequency. It's okay to take a break. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, this is a Talk Tons of America Blog Talk Radio Show live. This episode is titled Solar Photovoltaics in Safety Class 2. And you know what? If anybody feel like they want to call in, you know what I'm saying? They got any questions or comments, feel free. The time is now. Hit me up on Instagram Live at the Ross Smith. Okay? I'm on live and you can shoot me questions or comments through there. Just trying to get y'all introduced to the language, because that is where it really, that's how you familiarize yourself with the terms more. Start speaking the language, right? Dealing with the grammar and the proper context and words, okay? All right, looks like no one called in to the show. The link is in my bio for those on Instagram Live. And, yeah, let's continue. And what will really, you know, kind of help this information, you know, stick more, you know, is actually, you know, kind of applying some of these equations and applying these formulas, you know, and terms in real life. Okay? That's how it sticks, by actual application, you know? Well, before I do that, I want to continue. I don't want to leave out some of the information here. Like I said, first it begins as for a solar panel system. We're looking at the components that make up this system, okay? Basically, there's a solar module, okay? More than one solar module is a solar panel. Then these modules are solar on these solar modules are solar cells. Okay, this is what actually collects the energy, that actually collects the sun. Okay, this is what collects the light into electricity and stores it into electricity. When the sun shines, all right, the wattage, the energy, the power that is produced is approximately 1,000 watts per square 10.7 feet, okay? So this is how much energy the sun produces, 1,000 watts per 10 square feet. 10.7 square foot, if you want to get more exact, which is what you should strive to be. You want to be more exact, all right? But now, like I'm saying, we're dealing with the components of a solar cell and module, okay, of the solar system. We keep going up. We're getting larger and larger so we can see the bigger picture, right? We just said, the solar cells is what make up the solar module, which is makes up the solar panel, okay? Now you can kind of start going into what type of solar modules are there and how much wattage does a solar module produce, right? What is the standard, okay? So these are some of the questions and some things, standards that you must know if you want to go into solar into the solar industry, a solar installation industry, right? So when you look at a solar panel, you're looking at what? I'm 25% Ethiopian. Does that make me black? Well, black is not an identity, my friend. So that question is a problematic question. That's a social construct. Black is not real. That is not an actual identity. So to say I'm 25% Ethiopian, does that make me black, is a problematic question. All right. So rearrange that question a little bit better, and, you know, I'll be able to answer. Okay? I'm just reading, you know, what's on the Instagram Live. You know what I'm saying? And that's really it. Question, though, but you got to rearrange that better for me. Okay? Okay, and to continue, like I was saying, we're looking at solar modules and panels and what makes them up, right? That's what we're doing. We're trying to figure out what are the components, you know, from ground zero all the way up. What actually makes this system, this solar panel installation system, work? Like I said, a solar cell is what makes up the solar module and then a solar panel. Okay, and these more than one solar panel is also called a solar array. Okay, I'm just trying to get y'all familiar with the language, right? So now that I think we kind of had that clear, you know, what is a solar module, solar panel, and a solar array, we can move on and go to the next step and see what connects to the solar modules, right? Because we have to get this solar energy and convert it into electrical energy, right? So this is what these solar cells do, which is on the solar module or solar panel. So once this energy is collected by these solar cells, they come in as a direct current, right? You learn about DC and AC in school. Now we're about to get a little bit deeper, okay? It comes in as direct current from the sun, okay? But most appliances and most household items don't operate on a DC direct current. They operate on a what? AC, an alternate current, okay? So what must happen here is that the DC must be converted to AC. And so there was a device that must be connected to the solar module, okay? It's something called an inverter, okay? An inverter converts direct current to alternate current, right? So that's actually what's going to happen. There's going to be an inverter that's going to connect to the solar panel or solar module. Then it's going to connect to AC disconnect, right? So we're going through some of the steps of how the sunlight will actually go from the sun to your house, right? So I'm going through the steps. That way y'all can try and get it. Once it goes through the inverter, it's going to go through a breaker box, okay? Then it's going to go through a junction. Well, junction box is the breaker box. It's going to go through a breaker box, which is going to go through a load panel, which is going to go to your utility meter. Getting y'all used to the language. Okay? Because in order to speak a language, you must first do what? You must hear it, and you must also speak it. Okay? But first you have to listen to the language before you can actually speak it. So I just want y'all to just absorb, right? So just listen. Because I'm learning at the same time while teaching y'all. And that's why I'm doing it. Okay? That way I'm making myself more familiarized with all this information and how to better relay it. Okay, back. And there's something very, very interesting about solar modules. And I just want to drop this real quick, you know, dealing with solar panels, all right? Dealing with solar modules, okay? Check this out. When heat increases, right, the temperature rises. Guess what happens to the of a system? Does it increase or decrease? The voltage goes down as the temperature around this solar panel system increases. But you would think that because solar panel systems need sunlight, that they would need heat, or heat will actually increase the voltage, right? But it does not. Okay? Sunlight increases the voltage, not heat. And then there's something interesting about the current. As the temperature, as it becomes colder, guess what happens to the current? The current increases, so your current is higher as the temperature drops. Okay. And with that being said, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to another episode of our Talk Songs of America Network. I'll be on tomorrow at 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone. With that being said, this is El Rod Smith Bay. Your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you're no one. Wanishi. All right, shout out to all my peeps tuning in on Blog Talk Radio. With that being said, you know what I'm saying? Conclude another end to the episode. Like I told you, I'm going to be on tomorrow at 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone. You know, I'm pretty much finished now. It's on live. I'm going to go ahead and end this live right quick. Islam, Wanishi. Go ahead and show.